All right, let's go to a good news story, Roots. There's a bit of this happening, which is great for the Sandfall. This lad's father was an absolute ripper for North. Well, he's not a lad anymore. He's 29. I take that back. I know
still
he's listening. Played with Glenelg, went to Geelong, played 108 games there, kicked 73 goals, then went to the Gold Coast for 14 games, just the one goal. Not sure what was happening there. But now finds his way back at the Bay. Jordan Murdoch joins us. Hello, Jordan.
G'day, lads. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Welcome home.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's been sort of 10 years, but absolutely stoked to be back in the best state. Yeah, we're absolutely loving it at the moment.
Jordy, take us through the process after being up at the Gold Coast Suns. We'll get to your stay at the Cats very shortly. Did you always plan to come home to South Australia?
Yeah. So, obviously, yeah, finished up last year. And basically, it came down to my wife's followed me for 10 years. She's incredibly switched on herself. She's going to start a PhD next year at Adelaide Uni. And, it was just like we're both South Australians and it just made sense with her family back here. And we were able to get a house in Prospect and basically, yeah, we're really looking forward to life back here and, just getting out of the rigors of AFL for a little bit.
I'll tell you what, we'll have to have a bevy. I live in Prospect. I won't ask on air what street you live on, but it's not a huge suburb, so we may bump into each other at some stage. Hey, Geordie, this sounds like a love story. Yeah, I look forward to it. We can have a frothy. Hey, you went as draft pick number 48 in 2011, and you said you've been with your partner, Emma, or your wife, all that time. So what were you then? You were 18, 19, and the two of you went over to Victoria together?
So we actually did distance for 4 years. So like
wow.
I said, she's incredibly switched on, and she's doing her law double degree at Adelaide Uni, and I didn't want to pull her away from that. So she stayed here in Adelaide to finish that. We met at a boarding college that boards sort of uni students that come from rural areas and. Both met there and we sort of said, obviously going to give it a shot. And it's, it was obviously fantastic for us both and we're just very happy. And I'm more happy that she's happy because it's not often that the partners are sort of highlighted for what they do to support the guys sort of fulfilling their dreams in the AFL.
That is a love story, Rooch.
I know, it could be a film here.
Yep.
Jordan, 7 years at Geelong, 3 years at Gold Coast. Extremes in both ways, location and clubs. How different were they?
Probably as different as it sounds, in all honesty. Yeah, just incredibly different.
That's bad, isn't it?
To be honest, Kim, like... Over that beer that you say we'll have, I might go through the ins and outs of everything, but you probably don't have enough time today.
No, I'm taking you up to
guess,
it.
I guess quite obviously, as it sounds, two very different list dynamics. Obviously, I left Geelong sort of one of the mid to younger guys and got to Gold Coast one of the, I think I was the maybe sixth or seventh oldest as soon as I got there. And they're obviously a change in culture in that one's trying to develop to a point where they're going to compete and one's trying to, I guess, that get that last percentage that's going to push them over the top sort of every year. So very, very interesting, both in list dynamics and culture dynamics. But yeah, I've made a lot of good friends and got a lot of good experiences from them both. And part of the reason that Brett was so keen to get me back is to sort of help in that sense and bring as much experience from that to them.
So you're talking about Brett Hand, who's been a regular on our show as well. Was it always going to be going back to Glenelg, or did your dad's old side, Norwood, have a sniff?
Norwood never contacted me. I think there's a... Dad obviously loves Norwood and always will, but I think they sort of... I guess they didn't really reach out when both Brody and I were sort of developing and... I guess I didn't want. There wasn't a lot of interest there, and just Glenelg have always been awesome in giving me opportunities and giving Brody opportunities as we developed through the academy. And it wasn't sort of clean cut Glenelg. I had a lot of interest from North Adelaide, who heard I was living in Prospect as well, and they run a really nice a really sort of good ship there. Jacob Surgeon was a really, really good fella. But I think at the end of the day, we actually have a family connection with Brett. We used to go on family holidays not far from Murray Bridge, way back. And him and Dad keep in constant contact they made me feel incredibly welcome as soon as I was, I guess, rumoured to go back to South Australia, and then just kept in touch with me, everyone from Brett to Maxie Proud, the captain, to Paul Sandicote. They're constantly keeping in touch and just, very, very well balanced between overbearing and just making me feel really wanted and... The role that they want me to sort of do was really good. So I'm really excited to go back.
Poor Serge, I hope he didn't take it to heart, Roach. He was never going to win that fight, was he?
Speaking of your brother Brody, he's been in the USA, winning some silverware there. How's he going?
He's good. I was actually talking to him today. He wants to buy my golf clubs off me, no doubt for a very cheap price, the bugger. But he's going all right. He's sort of had an interesting time sort of post his career in St Kilda. He's obviously at Port Melbourne and then Southport following that. You want to talk about love stories? He met his now partner online and has headed over there to sort of try it out and in the hope to perhaps bring her back. So he's headed over there on another love story and she's very good at footy as well. I actually sort of talked to AFLW manager last year at Gold Coast just about maybe giving her a trial when she gets back. But she's an ex-professional bobsledder and very athletically gifted and she played in the same carnival Brody did and did really well. So, he's going all right.
We've got all the contacts, though, Jordan, because Jack Homsch, an old teammate of yours, is now looking after the women's program here in Adelaide with Maddie Clark.
He's a very, very good man. I know that the AFLW there are in very good hands with that fella. They couldn't have got a better guy to run it. I'm not sure if you're going to get Brody and Megan down to SA when they get back. If I do find any other talent, I might give him a call. But I think he's really, really enjoying that role. It suits him really well. He's a fantastic fella.
Jordan, when you would have left Glenelg in 2011, there were a few doubts as to whether doors would be open by the time you've come back. They've won a flag. They've got through this centenary season. What are you expecting at the Brighton Road Club?
I expect us to compete again. I mean, I think one of the good things that Glenelg have endeavoured to do is sort of keep all their AFL listed guys in touch with the club and just always sort of provide updates on how they're going. And obviously, I knew fairly early last year that it was going to be my last, and knew I was coming back to SA. So there was always a bit of interest there, and obviously had a fantastic season last year, and it just come up like, really just got to the last hurdle, and unfortunately, sometimes you just don't have your best days, and unfortunately it was on the biggest stage. But I actually talked to Brett Hand today, and I'm gonna analyze it myself and just see what areas need to be improved. But I wouldn't say there's heaps to be done. The list is very similar, and we've got Corey Lyons coming back, who I've played probably a lot of footy against just through the Brisbane Reds, and then Aspley last year, who's a very handy footballer as well. So we sort of gonna add a bit and not lose heaps, and I expect us to be up there again. And hopefully, just searching for that, that extra couple of percent to get us over the top.
Yeah, we certainly didn't see the best version of Glenelg in the grand final last year, but go the mighty bloody Eagles, I tell you.
They were very impressive.
Rub it in a bit, Kim.
It's my side, Rich. Yeah. Hey, before we let you go,
the Eagles were very impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, you chatted about the Gold Coast. We don't expect you to reveal all, but we know the code itself needs the Gold Coast to be successful for the growth of the game. Can you see them turning things around?
It's an interesting question. I mean, the talent on that list is incredible. And the guys themselves, the actual players themselves and their attitudes could not be faulted. I think when it gets to them being competitive, I think they're almost trying too hard, Kim, in that, in my opinion, and something I think the best clubs do, having talked to others at Richmond and others, is they really time it well. And mental fatigue is put on a pedestal a lot higher than, I guess, physical fitness. And what I think they could be doing better is giving the guys a bit more rest to just switch off from the footy, the rigors of AFL footy, the programs and that sort of stuff, and giving them a bit more ownership over their careers. I think it's quite sort of micromanaged, and the boys sort of turn into robots a little bit. And that's why, so for example, like, and I'm getting into the sort of the little bits that I wanted to have a beer with you, Kim, but, basically,
I've got some more questions to ask you, Geordie, when we have that beer.
That's all right. Yeah, exactly. Now, basically, the guys are mentally exhausted by the time the middle of the year comes around, and you've got a stage where not long after the season's over, you've got the fair majority of the list, because it's so young, given sort of off-season programs that are sort of letter to the law, and they don't get the break that I guess you should get. You don't really sort of get away from the footy program, and the boys are supremely fit. There's nothing to do with the fitness. And like I said, the attitude is exemplary. Like, they're doing everything that's being asked of them. It's just, I think they're doing too much. And that means that they start to peak by the time sort of preseason games come around. You see some really good performances, and everyone gets excited. And even in the first couple of rounds, you get really excited with Gold Coast form. But year after year, and as long as I can remember, you hit sort of the mid-season mark, and there's a big drop off. And at the moment, like, yeah, you know, you're not even sort of thinking finals with that sort of stuff. So, I know it's a long-rounded question, but it's my way of saying that I think there has to be something changed around that overall mindset before you're going to get a change in the club itself as far as the winning performances. So,
well, who knows? Alistair Clarkson might be the man to make those changes. Hey, Jordan, great to catch up. Welcome back to South Australia to yourself and to Emma. We look forward to chatting to you again next year as we cover the Sandville here in South Australia on SEN. And welcome to Prospect.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys. Cheers for that.